Hi, this is Julie Newmore, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you to this week's edition of TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that will pay tribute to Michael Nesmith. In our second hour, Michael Nesmith, the innovative singer, songwriter, and music video pioneer, who is also known around the world as the wool-hatted guitarist of the Monkees. Michael Nesmith passed away on Friday, December 10th, at the age of 78. Our friend Chuck Harder interviewed Michael Nesmith, along with Mickey Dolenz, Peter Tork, and Davy Jones, as part of Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees, an excellent documentary on the history of the Monkees and the cultural impact of the Monkees phenomenon that originally aired on the Disney Channel. We might recall that Chuck Harder joined us in the studio back in April 2018 as part of a two-hour tribute to the Monkees, in which Chuck also performed three Monkees tunes. We'll play highlights from that conversation with Chuck Harder in our second hour as we remember Michael Nesmith. We hope you stay tuned for that. Our second hour will also feature a conversation with Colleen Foy. Colleen Foy, the actress who most of you know as Inara on the Grey's Anatomy spinoff, Station 19. Colleen Foy is part of the cast of an upcoming biopic on Marilyn Monroe that will debut on Netflix in 2022. We'll talk about that and more when Colleen Foy joins us in our second hour. We hope you'll stay tuned for that as well. Later on this hour, we will play part two of a conversation that began last week with David Koenig. David Koenig, author of Shooting Columbo. Shooting Columbo, a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the Columbo television series and the development of the Lieutenant Columbo character, both on NBC and on ABC. We hope you stay tuned for that as well. In the meantime, with Christmas just around the corner, we'll begin our first hour by talking about Rekindling Christmas. Rekindling Christmas, the Emmy-nominated family romance movie about relationships, mistakes, misconceptions, pain of loss, assumptions, perceptions, and what really matters in life, including why you should think twice about dumping your fiancé when you've been drafted by the NFL. Rekindling Christmas is among the latest efforts by the husband and wife creative team of James and Rebecca Ginnear. James Ginnear is the founder and president of Rio Vista Universal, a company whose brand focuses on characters, their relationships, and transformations. James made his directorial debut on Rekindling Christmas. Rebecca Ginnear is a USA Today best-selling novelist who specializes in paranormal romance novels. Rebecca Ginnear wrote the screenplay for Rekindling Christmas based on her novel of the same name. Rekindling Christmas is available for streaming on demand right now on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, and other streaming platforms. James and Rebecca have a few other projects in the works, which we'll tell you about in just a second. But first, we began our conversation by saying to James and Rebecca, it's a cliche to say that it does not matter whether you win or lose. The nomination itself is its own reward. In the case of Rekindling Christmas, I really do think that applies, because for whatever reason, Christmas movies usually don't get nominated for major awards, and yet you guys did. Why do you think you overcame that stigma? James first, then Rebecca.
You know, I think the reason why is because we pushed that genre so far. It's grounded, it's real. Typically in the genre, Hallmark and Lifetime, they don't want conflict, any conflict whatsoever. And we have a real conflict, a relationship issue on this second chance romance. And, you know, that we also pushed it to where it's the first time you ever see a male romantic lead break down and cry in the first 10 minutes of the film, which gives him true motivation to stick around and put up with all the rebuffing this woman that he's trying to fix his past issues and bridges that he burned.
Yes, and before Rebecca jumps in, for the benefit of the listeners who haven't seen the movie, what makes this unusual is the lead character is a, well, he was a professional football player until he blew out his knee. But the eye, it kind of changes the perception that you could be a big, strong, built like a linebacker and still not be afraid to be sensitive and cry in front of the person you love.
Absolutely. And it's where that moment happens. It doesn't happen while other people are around. It happens in a very private, intimate space where you have this moment where you see him real without the cameras, without the public, without the people, when he has to have his face and his facade on, that he's so used to doing.
Rekindling Christmas, available for streaming on demand, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, other streaming platforms. Rebecca, the movie is adapted from a novel, your novel of the same name. I always like to ask this question to screenwriters who are adapting material from another source, because as a writer myself, I imagine it's a challenge to know what to keep, what to set aside, and what to expand and develop. How did you, and I would imagine that's hard enough as it is. It's even harder when you're adapting your own material, or was it?
It really wasn't that difficult with this book, actually. Most of my other books have, you know, subplots and a lot of side characters that have their own stories going on, things going on here and there, things that tie in from book to book to book. But with this one, it was pretty much a straightforward, contemporary holiday romance. And it was all about Jesse, and it was all about Annika and their relationship. So it wasn't really that hard. I think the only thing that made it a little difficult is when you're writing a book, obviously you can write anything you want, and it comes to life in a person's head. But when you're going to put it on screen, it may not always be the most economically feasible. So some things, you know, you might have to cut just because you don't have the budget of Lord of the Rings where you can do a Helm's Deep, you know? You have to do it a little bit more economically. And I would say that's probably the only thing. There's maybe one scene at the kids' school where there was supposed to be an assembly with 300 or 400 kids that we cut. But other than that, this one was actually pretty easy as compared to some of my other stuff.
On the line with us are James and Rebecca Ganier. They are the co-executive producers of Rekindling Christmas, Emmy-nominated fantasy family romance about a single mom who is trying to get through the holiday season without getting her heart broken. Rekindling Christmas was among the 5 nominees for Outstanding Daytime Fiction Program at this year's Daytime Emmy Award. James is also the director of Rekindling Christmas, while Rebecca wrote the film based on her novel of the same name. James and Rebecca are traveling as we talk to them, so we're trying to catch them, take advantage of the good cell connection while we have them. Rekindling Christmas, available for streaming on demand, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, other streaming platforms. The movie, I understand, was filmed on location in a real town, Bryan, Texas, but I understand that was not part of the original plan. How did you guys choose the town of Bryan?
So Ashley Atwood, who plays the lead, Annika, she was born and raised in Bryan, Texas. And so when we were sitting down and meeting on Black Friday after Thanksgiving in 2019, she said, James, I think you ought to take a look at my hometown. I just got back from there. And I think it fits, like, everything that you're looking for, and you should consider that versus, you know, trying to find and piece together places here in California. And I said, okay, we talked about it a little bit more, and I got really excited about it. I was like, okay, let me hop on a plane flight, and flew out there. I was there for a week, scouting locations and talking with everybody, and everything just started falling into place, and I was like, this place is perfect. The only thing we're missing is snow. And that is a big consideration when it is.
Well, it is a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Although I've lived in California all my life, and except for the time I went to the Sierras, I've done without a lot of white Christmases. But if it's set in the Midwest, that's a little different story.
Right. So we said, you know what? Everybody is so invested in our success here, and it's so kind, and the locations were just beautiful. And so I was like, we will just figure out how to make snow and make it work. And that's what we did. So we were grinding blocks of ice with a snow cone machine all day, every day. We had part of our team, that's all they did was just fill up giant chest coolers of snow for us to place in every shot.
Rekindling Christmas, Emmy-nominated movie, directed by James Ganier, written by Rebecca Ganier, available for streaming on demand, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, other streaming platforms. Okay, so The movie was actually filmed in 2019, pre-COVID. Now, within the past year, you shot another movie in Texas. And in many ways, you were one, as I understand, you were one of the first to really create the playbook by which a lot of other productions went and followed in trying to make films in a pandemic and post-pandemic universe.
Yeah, for our second film, No More Goodbyes, we really were pioneering that, you know, Rekindling Christmas, you know, we had 3 weeks of prep in December after we locked down locations, and then we started filming in January. So by the time we were wrapping up that in January, there was already the first cases of COVID happening right there at Texas A&M and stuff, which is the sister city that's there with Brian. And when we were planning for No More Goodbyes, it was a huge consideration because we had a lot of actors and crew that were like, they weren't sure if they wanted to sign on for that. One who we dearly, dearly wanted to work with was Cicely Tyson. You know, we were back and forth for a month with her and her reps and that, and it was a huge consideration with her health and all that. Unfortunately, you know, we weren't able to make that happen, and she passed back here this January, so we will never have an opportunity to work with her, but we had one of her proteges do the role. Starletta DuPois, and she was phenomenal. Really, really was.
I understand Eric Roberts is in No More Goodbyes as well.
Yes, Eric Roberts is. So he plays the Marshal. The Marshal is not the most likable character.
Yeah, but, you know, it is Eric Roberts. It's not like he's never played unsavory characters before.
He plays the character very well.
Yeah.
I mean, he really does. And so you kind of love to hate him.
Yeah, but we had a chance to talk to Eric about a year ago. And Eric is one of those actors, he just loves to work. He loves to work, and he's fortunate enough that people want to keep hiring him. So I imagine, man, I know he was kind of chomping at the bit to get back to work, even though he's kind of enjoying the downtime. So, but I imagine both he and just about everybody above the line and below the line was just happy to be working on a film, even in this new normal that we're creating as we speak.
Yeah, the team that we had assembled, most were from the previous team for Rekindling Christmas, were all super grateful and excited to be going back to work and being one of, if not the first, production to be done with this, you know, new protocol of a safe way moving forward. And we were like way over compliant with what the guilds were asking, and that because we wanted to make sure that we were safe, and there was no other option than to do that and to make sure we got over the finish line on there. And it really creates this tight family, not just environment, but this extended family that after you're done shooting, everybody still keeps in touch with everyone. And for goodness sakes, Jaquan, who plays Mark, I mean, we talk on the phone probably weekly now.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes more often than that. But that's the kind of relationships that really get built when you're in the trenches together.
James Kinnear is the producer and director of No More Goodbyes, upcoming film starring Eric Roberts that was not only produced during 2020, but was one of the very first projects to complete principal photography during the pandemic. Hopefully after if not later in 2021, first of 2022, it will be available for release one way or another.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
James is also the producer and the director of Rekindling Christmas, based on the novel, same novel written by his wife, Rebecca Ganier. Cast includes Ashley Atwood, Michael Patrick Lane, Stella Mae Grubb, and Christian Ganier, James and Rebecca's son. Did you make Christian audition?
Why are you talking about that?
No, because the role was really written for him, so we didn't really make him audition. We made him work for it. We made him work really hard, and he had to do everything that he would normally do when he auditions for a TV show or he's on a TV show or a feature film. So we didn't let him slack at all, that's for sure.
No, I asked the question partly in jest, but partly because, look, you may have an in with the producer or the director, you know, and you may be related to the producer and the director, but it's still a professional production, and the film industry, like any professional industry, your name may get you a foot in the door, but you still have to deliver the goods. And if you don't nail the audition, there's another actor who's very happy to take your place.
I will say this: Rebecca wrote that role for Christian, but she wrote it to really stretch where he was, which, you know, phenomenal at the time, but really had him stretch and an incredible role and arc for him. And for me as a director, I got to work with Christian and see him reach depths that I've never seen him reach before, that not only brought tears to my eyes during takes, but the entire crew was just tearing up, and the cast, from the takes that he was doing in the courtroom scene.
Rekindling Christmas, available for streaming on demand right now, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, other streaming platforms. No More Goodbyes, also produced and directed by James Ganier, coming soon, if all goes well. I understand, James and Rebecca, you're developing a graphic novel based on Rebecca's novel, Dead Awakenings. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I've always wanted to do graphic novels and animation and that. And I've been, like, talking with Rebecca about this since it first came out. and so she finally said, you know, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. We've found some phenomenal artists on there, so we're really excited about doing that moving forward. But I think Rebecca would probably be best telling you a little bit about what the story is about.
Dead Awakenings is about a new kind of undead. They're not vampires, but they're not quite zombies either. It's about a girl who wakes up after having entered a unsanctioned drug trial to find out she's one of these beings, and that there's this whole other world about them going on, and there's the good faction, and there's the bad faction, and there's people who's experimenting on them, and it's all about her exploring this world and trying to find her place in this world while dealing with people who want her dead, people who want to cut her up in little pieces, you know, all these different things.
And finding that she can't go back to the world she came from as much as she may want to.
Rekindling Christmas, Emmy-nominated film, produced and directed by James Ganier, written by Rebecca Ganier, based on her novel of the same name, available now, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, other streaming platforms. James and Rebecca, pleasure chatting with you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Ed. Really appreciate it.
We'll play part two of our conversation with David Koenig about the backstory of Columbo. We come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.